If I could talk, the stories I could tell, it's the Bill Elder Podcast on the 17th day of November, 2010. Danny DeVito is 66 today. Gordon Lightfoot is 72. Lauren Michaels of Saturday Night Live is 66. And Lauren Hutton turned 67 today. Lots going on. The Beatles are now on iTunes. Did you see the announcement yesterday? I didn't. I tried to follow it. Leo Laporte at twit.tv did not do anything on it. I mean, they were just playing reruns. And so it was kind of, you know, yeah, we got the Beatles for sale. Go buy the Beatles. Thank you very much. Signed, Abel Harriman, Governor. So we saw that, and now we have yet another media in which we can buy the Beatles. Now, I always thought that Apple Records came way before Apple computers. So I don't know who's at fault, but that is something. I mean, that's just like something Steve Jobs would do, you know, go up completely against the Beatles. But they've worked things out, and so now everybody, the people that want to can buy it. My generation has bought so many Beatles albums and CDs and 8-tracks, and I just don't know. I would, because you can rip a CD into iTunes, I think most people my age would probably be doing that instead of buying it all over again. And plus, the Beatles don't even own the music anymore. It all goes to Michael Jackson's estate. You know, Sony Music, isn't it? Yeah, so Macon has a Paul McCartney connection. I know, and George Harrison, too, I know, because, well, they're two, actually. Back in the 70s, and I was working at WBML, Paul McCartney lived here for a while. A lot of musicians came into Macon when Capricorn Records was at its heyday, because they were just such great musicians. They wanted to work with Duane Allman, and they had, you know, and then the people down there that mixed and produced the records were just, you know, fantastic folks, very talented people. And so we would have the likes, well, Cher lived here because she was married to Greg, and Elton John came here, and Paul McCartney was here. And Paul McCartney was sort of in my old neighborhood, which is weird because a good friend of mine, his parents were invited to a dinner party. And his dad came home and said, I've met the most interesting person. Have you ever heard of a guy named Paul McCartney? Turned out McCartney was living next door to them. And of course, my friend is freaking out. He's going, wait a minute, Paul McCartney's living next door. And so he was here for like a month. And that's really our connection. And when I was working at BML, Jan Howard came in the control room one day. And she was married to Larry Hudson, who was a musician down there. And she said, Larry and Paul are going fishing. I think I've shared this before. And I'm dubious about this because Paul McCartney's a vegetarian. I don't think he would go fishing. So I think she was just, you know, because she was constantly doing crap like that to me. I mean, it was the station mission to make fun and just to play around with Bill's mind, which is easy. And the other connection, of course, is Chuck Lavelle. Chuck Lavelle is the guy that replaced Duane Allman in the Allman Brothers Band. Now, Duane Allman, known to be one of the greatest guitarists that ever lived, and they made a decision that instead of hiring another guitarist to replace him, they would hire a keyboardist, and that keyboardist was Chuck Lavelle. And Chuck Lavelle is not only a great guy and the most normal human being you'd ever want to meet, but he's also a farmer. And so a lot of stars fly in here and stay on his farm for like a holiday, a vacation. And then they go back home, and you would just be amazed at the people that fly in and out of here just because of Chuck. And he's met folks all over the world because of the Rolling Stones tour. He is the musical director for the Rolling Stones, plays keyboard and at their concerts, and has been with them for years. And so, and plus he makes brilliant solo albums. Lots of Macon Beatle connections that when I was growing up, I would have never have thought it happened. But it took the vision of Phil Walden and Frank Fintner. Bobby Wallace was over there. Alan Walden, of course, who managed Lynyrd Skynyrd, but has that Capricorn connection. It rocked our socks and changed our world in Macon, Georgia. Show enough. See you tomorrow.